This call is now being recorded.
It is.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Hi, President.
That is
yes,
I.
This is,
that is my name. Is this the Grub?
This is Grubby.
Grubby.
Grubby calling. Grubby. Grubby calling you. Here for an interview with you, and we're gonna start that with a question. It's the practice, I believe, with the interviewing.
You sound nervous, Robbie.
You
sound nervous. Are you nervous? Are you nervous to speak to me?
I'm a nervous kind of guy, I guess. That's what they tell me sometimes.
Very well.
Wait.
I'm ready.
Okay. First question. Are you fully human?
I'm sorry?
I just asked because you were just growling, and it just occurred to me that I just assumed until now that you were, you know, Homo sapiens sapiens, and I just don't know if that's true. So that's the first question. Are you Homo sapiens sapiens? Some other species, subspecies, sub-sub-species.
Not much is known about that, about me,
in that
respect.
No, that's the point. That's why I asked the question.
Of course. But I mean, if someone were to ask you such a question, I wonder if you'd know how you would respond. For example, if someone to ask you that exact question, I wonder if you know how to respond, because I don't know if you know with any certainty your species, or subspecies or sub-subspecies. I mean, there's no barcode, so to speak.
You're...
There's no...
Yeah, right, okay, so...
I mean, I've never been studied, is all I'm trying to say.
Right. So you're not aware of any abnormality in your genetic history that would mark you out as other than human.
There's been very little evidence of any mutation, if that's what you mean.
Right.
Which is
so,
to say,
no,
there are no external markings that would mark me as somehow distinct from my fellows.
Okay, so for instance, you have you're born a woman.
Yes, one of them, yes.
Ah, okay. So that's a good place to start.
Okay.
Having started, let's begin.
Yes.
Your mother, also presumably more or less indistinguishable, except in her individuality from other human beings. Whatever that exactly distinction means. The question then would be, what's your name?
Oh, Richter Jones, with an M, please.
Oh, no, her name. Your mother's name.
I've never been asked that before.
Tell me if I'm prying. I'll back up.
No, not at all. I've never met the woman, to be honest. There were obviously a few hours when besides the 7 months, I think, that I was in the womb.
Seven.
Of course, we kept company during that time.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a premature birth. I've been told by those who would know. But all I have, you see, is what I've been told. And what I've been told is that I was left in a basket on the door of a bakery, and I don't know why a bakery was chosen in particular. My mother's name, I do not know.
Bakery. So,
bakery.
Were you raised by a baker?
Not by a baker, so much as a team of bakers. They were scoundrels. Scoundrel bakers. Not bakers of scoundrels, but bakers who were scoundrels.
Well, yeah.
And you're prying.
Okay. Let's That's what I. Let me just press that a little bit more, though. By scoundrels, it's just not clear to me what you could possibly mean, because they.
I'm sure you're familiar with the word.
I mean, they didn't. They didn't just. I don't know. Sell you on the black market. They raised you, right?
In a sense of the word.
In what sense?
It would be more accurate to say that I was needed than raised, and you understand that when I say needed, I speak with a K-N, like a lump of dough.
I'm leavened.
Oh, I was leavened.
You're leavened.
I'm extremely leavened. I'm possibly the most leavened Homo sapiens you've ever spoken to.
Full of levity, then.
I don't think that's what that word means. It means full of yeast, if I'm not mistaken. Or
yeah.
Some other leavening agent. I don't know if there are any other leavening agents besides yeast, but certainly full of something.
I feel like this is a dead end, Mr. Jones.
Well, I warned you.
And that reminds me, the other question I wanted to ask is that it's been reported in a past issue of Grub Street Grackle that you're dead. And I just wanted to fact-check that, belatedly fact-check that. That's the way we do things.
I wonder where you came by that information.
Can you confirm or disconfirm that?
Well, I wonder where you came by that information.
I wonder if you could just confirm or disconfirm that.
What do you think, Mr. Grubby?
Well, I think that things don't just get reported for no reason. But it does seem strange. It does seem strange that I would be talking to you. And so that I just thought maybe it would be there would be an interesting explanation if it were true, that you would then have a thing or two to explain about it. If it weren't true, then I suppose it wouldn't be terribly interesting.
Yes, well, no, I am not, nor have I ever been dead. Though there are those who... Well, there are those.
Now that I think about it, I think that might be what was reported in the Grackle, that you were not dead. I'm not sure now.
Well, but, so then, if and you had been reported to that I was not dead, it seems unlikely that it would have stuck in your mind. And frankly, the accusation of being dead is not something with which I'm unfamiliar. There are those who spread rumors.
About you?
Those who meddle.
So that's another good question for you, I think. Maybe the first good question I've come up with in this interview is, meddle in what? I mean, what are you... What are you trying to do in the world at this point?
I'm trying to. The world could be best described as a set of threads, possibly. Webs would be too lurid, I think, but threads is probably accurate. And some of them hanging, some of them twisted and or knotted, some of them knotted in such a way as to only appear twisted. My job, Mr. Grubby, what I do in the world, what I strive to do, is to... I was going to say seek out a pattern in those threads, but I would rather say to engender a pattern in those threads. That is my job.
Well, let's start there, Mr. Jones. I think we can begin our interview now. Excuse me. We have to interrupt our interview. I'll call you back. We'll do another round of this in just a minute.
Very well. I'll catch my breath.